91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Carl Ayotte. Belleville police have made 5 arrests in relation of a major drug network linking to Toronto. The network is allegedly supplying and distributing ecstasy, cocaine and marijuana throughout Toronto. Yesterday, Belleville police executed 2 search warrants in Belleville. 5 people are facing numerous drug-related charges and criminal code charges. Belleville police have been working with the police from Toronto, Durham, York and Hamilton in Project Deception since August. Staff and students at Loyalist College are gathering to honor one of their teachers this morning. Kevin Sampson was a professor in TV New Media program at the college until he died suddenly last week. The memorial is being held at the gym at Loyalist College and is being covered online at qnet.ca, qnetnews.ca. Sampson was 41. A new call center looks to open its door in Belleville in the new year. OLS Online Support is a Canadian firm that opened at PEI in 1996. Quinte Economic Development Commission CEO Chris King says there is a strong comfort level with OLS. In the past, some contact centers have been fallen to overnight crashes and massive layoffs, but King says that isn't likely to happen with OLS. OLS have been upcoming job fairs November 30 in Belleville and December 1st in Quinte West. The federal advisory body on sustainable development says governments should slap a price on the industrial use of water. Even though Canada has an abundance of water right now, the National Roundtable on Environment and Economic says climate change and economic growth will mean some pressure in the coming years. The Roundtable's president, David McLaughlin, says governments have so little data on water quantity that they should start preparing now before the pressure increases.
We have some time. You know, clearly the forecasts are not for an acute crisis the day after tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that's the good part of it. We do have some time, but we also know how difficult it is to make change on these issues.
The Roundtable's researcher found that 86% of Canada's water consumption is done by natural resource sectors. McLaughlin wants Ottawa to start issuing a new annual report that would start tracking water usage and water quantity in Canada. Canada's privacy czar says the National Air Security Agency is collecting too much information about travelers. In a newly released audit, Jennifer Stoddart says the agency is not always safeguarding the information properly either. The audit of Canadian Air Transport Security Authority concluded that it was reaching beyond its mandate by filling reports on incidents unrelated to air security. The audit also raises concern about the agency's airport scanners that can see through clothes. The Harper government has introduced pooled registered pension plans to be known as the PRPPs. Minister of State of Finance Ted Menzies says it will give Canadians more ways to save for the future.
Canadians work hard to build their retirement nest eggs. And to support that, pooled registered pension plans will offer them an innovative, new, privately administered, low-cost and accessible pension plan to help them meet their goals.
PRPPs will benefit millions of self-employed workers who are employed by small and medium-sized companies that don't offer pensions. Striking York Region transit workers plan to rally this morning in front of York Region headquarters in Yonge Street in Newmarket. The rally is being staged to coincide with 9:30 a.m. meeting at York Region Council. The union expects about 500 strikers will be joined by Amalgamated Transit Union International President Larry Inley. The strike by 600 drivers began October 24, and Kinnear says the union will end in a private contractor's agreed fair arbitration process. The union says the main issue is the wage and benefits gap between the workers of York Region Transit and Viva and the other Toronto area transit workers. Ray Doyle, president at ETU Local 1587, which represents workers from Miller Transit and First Students, and Bob Kinnear, president at Local 113, which represents workers at Viva, will also attend today's rally. A Hamilton City councillor says provincial officials won't let councillors see plans of the city of the Pan Am Stadium unless they agree to keep it secret. There are three proposals to rebuild the Ivor Wayne Stadium for the games, and Councillor Lloyd Ferguson says he will sign the confidentiality agreement to get a peek of them, but he says he is uncomfortable with not being able to publicly ask questions, especially since the work will cost Hamilton $45 million. Royal Bank's latest housing survey finds that one-third of Canadians of 55 years or older have at least 16 years left on their mortgage terms, Jerry Smith reports.
Three-quarters of Canadians surveyed want to be mortgage-free by age 65, but the bank says the reality is far different for many of those approaching retirement. Low interest rates, the most important feature for 96% of Canadians when choosing a mortgage. The majority of Canadians expect rates will remain steady over the next 6 to 12 months. About 4 in 10 Canadian homeowners say they have no mortgage. That's the highest level since 2006 and up from 38% in the earlier survey. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
A girl believed to be 6 years old and is in critical condition after reportedly falling from a 6th-floor balcony in Toronto's East End. It happened early this morning and there is no indication whether the girl fell or was pushed. A woman from the apartment was taken from the scene in an ambulance and was questioned by the police. It is unclear if the woman is a victim or suspect. The University of BC is taking steps to correct an historic wrong committed at aid of the Second World War against more than 70 students. The UBC Senate has voted and awarded special degrees to students who could not complete their studies because of Canadian policy of internment. An estimated 76 students whose studies was disrupted will be awarded degrees next spring as the university marked the 70th anniversary of the internment policies. That's 91X News to 1206. Evan Cook sports next.
New or used, it's all good at Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Trenton. Spelmer features the best in all makes and models, safety, innovation, fuel efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Whether it's your first car or you're simply ready to upgrade from that old beater, Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge has what you're looking for at a price that won't be beat. Check out Spelmer's pre-owned and new vehicles at Spelmer.com and follow them on Facebook. Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 51 Highway 33 in Trenton.
Spelmer, committed to excellence.
Good afternoon, I'm Evan Cook with 91X Sports. The red-hot Belleville Bulls head into Peterborough tonight to take on the Petes in the back end of a home-and-home series. The Bulls, who took last night's game 6-3, are now winners of 6 in a row. Buck drops to the Peterborough Memorial Center at 7:05. The Toronto Maple Leafs will have to do without Mikhail Grabowski and Clark MacArthur tonight when they visit the Nashville Predators. Grabowski will miss the next 2 weeks with a lower body injury, while MacArthur has an upper body injury. The game is one of 11 on a busy night in the NHL. Other Canadian teams in action include Montreal visiting Long Island to take on the Islanders, Ottawa facing off in Edmonton on a Western road swing, and Winnipeg hosting the Southeast Division leading Washington Capitals. There's NFL football tonight from Mile High in Denver, where the New York Jets take on Tim Tebow and the rejuvenated Denver Broncos. The Jets will be without running back LaDainian Tomlinson, who's out with a sprained medial collateral ligament in his knee. Both teams will be feeling the effects of a shortened week, as they've only had 3 days off since both teams were in action on Sunday. A new judge has been assigned to handle Jerry Sandusky's preliminary hearing next month on charges that the former Penn State assistant football coach sexually abused 8 boys over 15 years. Robert E. Scott, a senior district judge in Westmoreland County, would take over the case and conduct Sandusky's hearing on December the 7th. The USA took the first round of the President's Cup today at Royal Melbourne, where the team of Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker tied the record for the biggest loss in event history. The team didn't win a hole and was the only team that failed to make a single birdie. The international team of Adam Scott and KJ Choi won 7 and 6, tying the biggest margin of victory in President's Cup history. Scott says it's a good start for his team.
We just played well. KJ hit it, a lot of good shots. I hit a lot of good shots. And the other guys obviously didn't play their best today. But it's a very pleasing victory because it's a hard match. You know, those guys went 5-0 last time out, so it's good for us.
Tiger Woods shared space on the green with former caddy Steve Williams, who's working for Adam Scott at the event. It would have been a Lakers game at the Staples Center tonight had it not been for the NBA lockout. ABC's Alex Stone tells us what the impact of the lockout is having on workers who depend on the games.
Here outside the Staples Center, parking lots are empty when they normally would be full. Although parking attendants tell me it's not all bad, the Staples Center has been filling basketball dates with concerts. But in Memphis, Tennessee, that's not happening. At Miss Polly's Bar near FedEx Arena, owner Ty Aggie depends on money from basketball fans.
It's worked, you know, 30 to 40% increase in sales for the day.
But with the games gone, that money has disappeared. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. At sports, here's Carl Ayotte with 91x weather.
Today, mainly sunny, wind west 30 kilometers and a high of plus 5. Tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness late this evening with a 30% chance of wet flurries overnight and a low of 0. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of plus 7. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud again, high of 10. At 12:10, it's 4 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Carl Ayotte with Evan Cook. News is next at 1.